This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Ralph County and the city of Steamboat Springs have moved to Stage 1 fire restrictions as of today. Fire restrictions are considered only when there's a very high or extreme fire danger. The fire danger rating areas in Northwest Colorado are high for Moffett and Rio Blanco counties and very high for Route, Jackson, and Grand counties. Also sign up for emergency alerts from the county at routecountyalerts.com. Sign up in Moffett County through the Sheriff's Office website at crimewatch.net. Steamboat Gravel race organizers told Route County Commissioners Tuesday about their new plan for the world-renowned cycling event in Steamboat Springs in Route County. It was in front of a standing room only crowd in the Route County Commissioners hearing room. After hearing changes to the event, commissioners approved the large event permit. Those changes include 2,500 riders instead of 3,000, a new date in late June, and 2 days instead of one for a ride and a competitive race with professional cyclists. Here's Steamboat Gravel founding partner Amy Charity.
We're pleased with the outcome. We understand that this was a bit of a compromise for everybody. Our numbers are lower this year. We've changed things fairly dramatically to have a race and a ride, but we are really looking to listen and understand the rural concerns and address them.
The Steamboat Gravel rides on the rural roads of Route County. Rural residents became frustrated with the extent of the 3,000 cyclists on county roads on race day and the week leading up to the event in late August. They started speaking up after the race in 2023. Krista Monger is a local rancher.
Our ranches have been here for generations, and our generations of family members have seen tons of change happen, and we feel like the tour has just gotten so big and so mighty, and it just keeps growing and growing. And our rural residents were just asking for a stop of the brutal marketing that's occurring on our county roads.
Commissioners asked race organizers to work with the county attorney about any liability concerns for those who live along the 39-mile race course and a safety plan approved by Sheriff Doug Shearer. A new letter has been sent to Colorado Parks and Wildlife asking the agency for a temporary hiatus before reintroducing more wolves until a few changes are made. The latest letter is from Colorado Counties, Inc., which represents 63 out of the 64 counties in Colorado. The only county not in CCI is Denver County. The letter says the reintroduction of wolves should be paused to protect the interests of impacted communities, livestock producers, and wildlife. It listed the problems and the suggested solutions. You can read that letter on our website. Screamboat won't be happening this year. That's the annual Chamber of Horrors haunted house up on the campus of Colorado Mountain College in Steamboat Springs. It's been scaring kids for 25 years. CMC says they're taking a year off. They hope to do it again in the future. Calls to Safe to Tell were up 74% in September. Safe to Tell is a way to anonymously report a concern or threat. The Office of Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser said 4,729 reports were made in September, and that school threats and viral social media misinformation are what fueled that increase. Tonight, everybody's invited to hear from two survivors of the October 7th, 2023 attack on Israel. One speaker is a survivor of the Nova Music Festival. The other is the brother of an Israeli hostage. The event is free at 5 o'clock at the Holiday Inn in Steamboat Springs. More information is at JewishSteamboat.com. Meet new Moffett County School District Superintendent Dr. Matthew Neal for lunch on Thursday. This is part of the Community Conversation Series at Memorial Regional Health in Craig. It's at noon in the conference rooms at the hospital. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Read it for yourself at SteamboatRadio.com, where the locals go for news.